Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, I see them pumpkins everywhere. It's cooling off. It must be fall.
Tick-tock. I think so. Days seem to be getting shorter. That's supposed to happen.
And you know the next thing that'll happen, we'll fall back.
Yes.
That's only, a week and a half away or something like that? 2 weeks? 2 weeks, I think.
TJ Boggs keeping us straight over there.
That's right. 2 weeks to fall back time. My goodness, what'll happen then? Will the world end?
No. I think we'll continue onward and upward. And part of our Carolina Outdoor Show prep, of course, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here. Don, you had pulled up reading about 2,500-year-old chariot with horses and rider.
That were all buried together. In one grave in England.
And so this is from the Iron Age.
500 B.C.
Whoa.
Go figure. Bad to be those horses. Died in the harness.
Well, they say that's what they did. When the owner died, everything else died with them.
Well, apparently it was quite common to be buried with your chariot, but quite unusual to be buried with your horses in harness. So they're a little puzzled by that one. There's 26 finds of human remains with chariots in England, but only one with the horses literally in the harness.
Well, so just a little bit of Iron Age history right there.
And, yep, sign of wealth, a chariot back then, I guess much like a Mercedes-Benz. Suppose they were built in Germany?
Maybe so. Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. Of course, Don Yeager, Bill Barty. We come in each week, break down four segments for your listening pleasure, talking about things happening around here, even in England, and things happening in our Carolina Outdoors. And besides the weather change and the daylight changes, of course, Don, we've had a little bit of a delay in our leaf change as well, and biologists attribute this to the very warm September that we had here in the Carolinas.
Oh, global warming again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Backed up leaf changing time.
But it has arrived officially in the higher elevations. The leaves are changing. We are getting into the, again, higher elevations prime time, which normally begins in early October, but a week or two delay is putting us here in the mid-October range, in the high country even. So those leaves are changing, and we get to enjoy them as they come down in elevation towards the Piedmont.
There you go, and that must mean like deer season or something.
I think it does. I think it maybe has a correlation directly with deer season, with fishing season, and all of the things that happen in between. So anyway, we're going to get somebody on, as we usually do each year, to talk about the leaf change. And we're going to talk a little bit of it about it on one of our segments this week, because we're going to invite someone from the Carolina Thread Trail, which, of course, is a 15-county Piedmont trail system that I think maybe they're getting close to 300 miles of walkway here in the 15-county Charlotte region. But even though it's the Charlotte region, it's amazing the diversity that you can have, and even the leaves changing from Rowan County or Cleveland County all the way down into Lancaster County or York County. There can be quite a difference, and you can enjoy it right here in our own region.
Well, oddly enough, earlier this week, John Hancock did a show about greatest places or best places to retire in the United States, which Charlotte, I think, ranked in the 30s or something on. And one of the measures was the amount of greenway and trails that they had for bicycling and hiking and so forth. And apparently that was one of the things they graded on.
Oh, wow. You know, I've seen some of those lists. I miss that show. That's where TJ Boggs hangs out when he's not an outdoor guy through the week, is over there with John Hancock.
Being an indoor guy with John.
But he's got Estes Park, Colorado in there somewhere. So there's a little bit of that happening. But anyway, we've talked about it on this program where the greenways and blueways are a part of that. But do you know what one of the other things is the amount of breweries or things to do? And of course, Charlotte, we've talked about it on this program. In fact, Jesse Brown's is participating with Wicked Weed Brewery Today on a Saturday event later on East Bland Street, but breweries fall into that ranking system.
Wait a minute. On East Bland Street, I thought it was illegal to drink in the street.
Parking lot. Oh. Pardon me.
Oh, that was close.
We maybe can get you Officer. Off if you're out there in the street. Just put it in a red Solo cup.
There you go. Put it in your Yeti cup to think you're drinking coffee.
But anyway, I regress just a little bit. So that's that all falls in. Of course, the brewery sometimes is bent towards younger people moving to the Charlotte area. But you're talking about retiring to
the
Charlotte
area. You don't
think
old people like beer?
I think they must. I think they
keeps
must.
The kidneys working, man. It's a good thing when you get up there.
Don, I want to go back to talking about that 2,500-year-old chariot that they found over there in England.
It was a wreck, and there was beer involved.
There probably was.
Hold my beer. Watch this.
Killed everybody.
2,500 years ago, ran it into a cliff.
Then they buried everyone together.
Odds are.
Over there in that area, we have a company that comes out of there that we help purvey there at Jesse Brown's called J. Barber & Sons, or more famously at Jesse Brown's, it's called Barber, and we carry a wide variety of their wax cotton jackets, sweaters, and shirtage. It's all available there. But
they're almost 2,500 years old.
It seems like they're.
By appointment of Her Majesty the Queen.
And then some. So I did a little bit of research. Queen Elizabeth warranted it in 1972, I believe,
right.
to be part of the official royal garment.
They gave her a coat, and they became the official coat maker to the queen. Now, also, the Duke of somewhere?
Thank you.
Which Duke
like
is
that.
It? Charles.
The Prince of Wales.
There we go, Prince Charles.
Prince Charles in the 80s. Put out a warrant, and they have a third one as well.
Now, the warrant isn't like we know a warrant where they're coming to arrest you. It's where you get this little shield and crest that you can use on your marketing material and on your labels, isn't it?
It is.
One of them has three plumes. I know not which one.
It's a good – I should have brought one of the jackets or garments in here, but right. Just so everyone knows, this was a country wear item, usually,
but
it began.
Good enough for the queen.
But good enough for the queen, and Margaret Barber took over Barber Incorporated.
Is that Princess Margaret?
She's a dame.
Oh, there
no,
you
it's
go.
Not Margaret, but she is the lady who runs since the 1990s, has run Barber. And she really helped transcend it from just being a rural wear, country wear type garment. Wax cotton to keep off the rain, still breathable.
What's the saying? The best British clothing for the worst British weather.
I think that's it.
Yep.
But anyway, it has really transcended into urban wear as well. So if you go to downtown London or maybe Manhattan or Uptown Charlotte, you will see barber jackets that have come from outside the English countryside and into the urban settings around the world. And there are 60-some-odd countries that have barber being sold within them, and we're proud at Jesse Brown's to be included as one of them. So for the foulest English weather, you can get the finest English outerwear. I think that's how it goes. Something like that is their old slogan.
Let's see. Incredibly stronger keeps ice longer.
Yes.
No, wait, that's Yeti.
But anyway, stop by Jesse Brown's and take a peek at this famous 100-plus-year-old company, Barber, that's purveying things continually here in the 21st century, available at Jesse Brown's. And if you're enjoying the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, then please rate and review us wherever you may be listening to a podcast. You can also go over to the hookup at jessebrowns.com podcast page, or wake up early with us on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit of the Carolina Thread Trail after these messages.